Previously on Throne of Dice Battle Bandits, we saw our heroes doing all of their investigations and stuff out on the dance floor trying to find a way to get the key from the McFakestock doppelganger. And upstairs, we saw Rook use his flatulence for evil as he tortured a man in a bathroom who turned out to be a cop by withholding toilet paper from him. In the same episode, we also saw that they found the knife that killed the real McFarnstock slash all Bo Diddles McSchlittles, and as they were inspecting the body back up in the room, they were interrupted as several police officers came in and caught them red-handed with the murder weapon. I'm Keisha, and I am your Dungeon Master for this game. This very last episode should be a blast. I know I had a lot of fun with the ending. I didn't know where it was gonna go. We just kind of did it on the fly. As always, Morgan from Mind Flayed Mondays played Rook. Dan, the GM from What the Dice, played Sparks. And Ken, the Lazy Ninja Dude on Twitch, and also joining us on the Dice Decideth team for the Slytherian U campaign that'll be coming out shortly is Ken playing Asmodeus Caldwell. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy this last episode of Throne of Dice Battle Bandits.
Definitely not what it looks like.
Clearly, it's not, because he's been dead for a while and we just found him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you find yourself in front of Picket Stiffles, the dumb cop, Romp Hardly, another one, and also Thunk McGrodunk, and he looks as pissed as he always does. Well, what do we have here? The vermin finally showed up. Told you they'd come. Well, you know, it wasn't really for sure. We didn't know it was going to be these ones for sure. Guys, I think they poisoned me. Let's just get this over with. And, yeah, you guys are in the middle of a battle. What are you guys going to do?
I was going to look at the one that always scowls and just be like, you know, my friend, if you smile a little, you might attract a little bit more fun rather than harassing me and my friends. a little smile could just brighten your day.
And depending on how well this works, Asmodeus has a glitter bomb ready to go off in their faces.
You manage to escape the fireball that comes out of his hand at that remark. Which starts singeing the back wall.
Oh, spicy.
Asmodeus does retaliate with glitter bombs in their face.
You blast it right in their face. And I assume your attempt is to try and get it in their mouths, yes?
Oh, yeah. It, like, goes off in their eyes, their mouth. It gets everywhere. It's it's sparkly glitter bombs.
It's the glitteriest of glitter bombs.
I'm going to say that you do get it in their eyes and their face, but you don't quite get it in their mouth.
Okay.
And they are slightly blinded. Which one did you go for? Because there is two near the bathroom, and there's one on the other side of the room.
Probably the one who threw the fireball.
Okay, so he's on the other side of the room, so it will just be him.
Okay, so yeah, the big angry guy. Because I know that guy who just shit horribly, he's not really that competent, so I went after the big angry one.
Yeah, you could probably blow the fat man over with him. Something minor, like that put him out. He's hanging on.
He's probably sweating. He's probably sweating and pale right now from the ball.
Yeah,
he's still unwell.
And there's like an even worse smell coming out of that bathroom. So whoever's standing by that bathroom is not doing well.
Yeah. You can see the other one. You can see Rob Hardley just kind of struggling a little bit from the nauseous fumes from both the two different versions of shit stink, and also the dead body that's been in the trunk for a couple days.
All they know is that he was in the bathroom last, so.
Yeah. So you do that to Thunk the Grodunk. What are you going to do, Rook?
I think Rook is going to light up his fist with the Rift Fist. That's his ability, his signature weapon. And I'm basically pulling energy from other dimensions, and I'm basically slamming it into them. They're being hit with dimensional force.
Which one are you targeting?
Whoever's right in front of me.
And where are you standing?
We would have just came into that room, right? So I guess it'd be right by the chest.
Yeah.
Yeah. As Asmodeus was leaning down on the chest because he was looking at the stuff, and then the other two would have been next to him.
Okay. So on the right hand of the map, where the entrance into the bedchamber is where Thunk McGrodunk was and where he got blasted by a glitter. The other side of the room is where the other two are.
I think I'll charge towards the other two.
Okay. And which one do you want to hit?
I'll leave the one that's already had a rough night. I'll leave him alone for now. I'll hit the other one.
Okay.
You just see him jump over, and as he's coming at him with the fist, he says the first thing that comes to his mind, which is...
Your next move will be your last.
Yes. And then I just slam the fist right into his chest. And I think, I don't know, if I can, I would like the rift dimensional portal him like somewhere outside and just drop him off.
So you do get him flailing towards a glorious portal elsewhere, but he catches his balance just before he goes in. And he's going to retaliate by trying to hit you with his fist. He narrowly misses you, but you kind of get a little disoriented, and you stumble kind of into the bed. So you kind of like tripped backwards into the bed trying to avoid it. So now you're just kind of sitting on it instead of standing and in a stand.
I dust myself off and I said, I told you that would be your last move.
moving over to Asmodeus, you have just blasted glitter in Thunk's face, and Thunk is going to blindly try to fire another fireball at you. Since I think Sparks is in the same direction, can you both try and evade?
All right.
You both dodge with flying colors, and he's off flailing into nowhere.
Can I do a quick whip out my crystal chain and slap him on the ass with it?
Great, you do that. You smack him on the ass with your chain, and
yeah, I take like the back end of the sharp of it, so it's like the blunt side, and give him a good on the butt.
Nice. He was turned on by that super hard, in a weird way, even though he's blind.
Blush.
Hey, blushes.
Oh, you know you like it.
Sparks, what do you do as a reaction as you dance out of the way of this fireball?
I am going to rip the latex off my chest and kind of like Superman logo, just this giant glowing S as a like an attack with magic towards him.
Okay. Okay. So you succeed. But you kind of singe Asmodeus' cloak on the way by.
Oh!
Yeah, you're feeling bad. You're feeling bad.
But it hits him square in the chest and knocks him back into the wall, and he kind of slumps down. He's not quite out of it, but he is. He's wobbling. He would have to get back to his feet to try and come after you, and also he's still kind of blind. So he's at a severe disadvantage here.
Box, take better care.
the fat dude, Picket Stiffles, he gets his mind about him long enough to try and come after Rook, and recognizing his voice goes, "I trusted you. We were supposed to be, I thought we were going to be bros." And then he's going to try and hit you in the face.
As he swam, like, I gave you everything I promised. You wanted toilet paper, you got it. I gave it from my own personal stash, as he swings at me.
So he clocks you right in the schnoz, and...
Oh, the face? Really?
Yeah, right in the schnoz, which knocks away the covering you have over the mask right now, and I think it falters your concentration on that particular portal, and... The smell hits you all at once, and you have flashbacks to childhood all over again, and you are knocked back further onto the bed. How do you react?
I think I'm going to riff punch him square in the face for that. Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
You get him straight in the face as well, and you do it so hard. It snaps his head back. He stumbles backwards and hits his head on the corner of the wall behind him.
Ooh, that's gotta hurt.
He slumps to the ground, but he is knocked out by far. Next is going to be the dude that just got his balance back, and he's going to see what you just did to pick at Stimples and Stipples.
And I look and I say, you're next.
Well, Rob hardly gives you a sick smile, and he decides that he is going to He is going to raise his hand, and it's going to morph into a little blaster cannon, and okay. He's going to shoot it right at the square of your chest.
Can I create a portal that it goes into and it fires back at him his own weapon?
Oh yeah, it goes. It looks like it goes straight at your chest, and it.
I blow him a kiss.
And he's really confused because it goes in, but then it spits right back out and hits him straight square in the chest, and his chest kind of crumples in a little bit, and he is gone.
Does he fall through the portal that's behind him?
Oh yeah, he falls into the portal and is dead and gone. He is in the wind. Romp hardly will romp hardly no more.
I did tell him it would be his last move.
Oh, well, you did.
That's why you don't mess with Rook.
Well, Robin Hood's wisdom strikes again.
He may be the least sexy of us, but I wouldn't tangle with him.
Nah.
So, next I'm going to say this. As Thunk McRoDunk is trying to get back to his feet, what are you going to do, Asmodeus?
I think I'm going to get some of that glitter down his mouth so he needs to use the restroom. Yeah, straight up glitter bomb down his throat.
How do you want to do it?
He slowly goes up to him, taps him on the side of the face, pulls his mouth open, and just puts his hand there and goes glitter bomb right into his mouth.
he struggles and coughs and sputters as this blasts down the back of his throat like a bad porno. And he swallows it. How much do you glitter bomb him?
Oh, more than enough. More than what our poor dear friend Rook had, and more than what was his name? Periwinkle? Asmodeus doesn't care to remember the names.
Ironically, it looks like Piglet's the only one that's going to survive. You shove so much glitter down his throat that the effect is almost instant.
He's a shitting from right there.
You're surprised that the pants even hold, and it's almost like he added something a little extra because it's like his face gets a little sallow and he just starts looking kind of dehydrated and kind of slumps unconscious and withered into the wall. And you're not sure if that's because he lost too much fluids in that instant second or if it's just because he's old. And he slumps to the ground in a horrible, messy, watery heap.
Oh, God. Your descriptions are just so wonderful.
Yep. And that, I say, is don't mess with us.
Don't mess with us or you'll get the shits.
You're knocked out, but we'll see you again sometime, I'm sure.
He is snoring in the corner and does not respond.
Well, I'm going to check their pockets.
Same.
I'm good. I will go check the sleeping man. You two can deal with these two. Yeah.
Well, one went through your portal. I don't know if we can check him.
Yeah, that one's gone.
Yeah, well, I can find him.
That one's lost in the ether.
I can find him.
I'm going to pat down Piggy.
Piggy has a bunch of pork rinds on him. He was not trusted to have anything else.
Don't eat those pork rinds. They have some glitter on them.
I'm going to take them and just hand them to Rook.
I put him over on the other guy's body. Like it looks like he ate these bad pork rinds and it killed him.
Are you guys gonna brave the mess that is Thunk? Or
Asmodeus is going to check his coat pockets, not his pants.
Okay. You do find a detailed map of what the downs, the of a whole new area.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Well, well, it seems as if he was hiding a little secret.
Well, looks like we need to take the stairs and go down to the basement. Hopefully that party is still going on. Can we still hear the music?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's gotten wild to the point of just shenanigans. You think that if you were to go downstairs, the nice, beautiful setup chairs and dance area are not how you left them.
Excellent. Let's go and find our way downstairs.
Okay, so you guys go looking for the stairwells?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
When you go on the place on the map that you assume that would be where it is on the other floors as well, you recognize the doors as the same kind of doors that mirrors were placed in front of on the main floor.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you do?
I check the door handles to see if they have the same mark as some of the keys we have.
They are locked, but one of the keys that you have, one of the three keys, does look like it belongs there.
All right, let's use that key then.
Sounds great. Like a plan.
It unlocks it. Which stairwell entrance are you using?
The one furthest from the party.
So top floor to the right of, or the left of the map.
Yes.
Yes.
Awesome. So you open the door and it is a pretty dark juxtaposing stairwell because it, you go from this beautiful like marble and wooden interior to stone and torture.
All right, Rook, lead the way.
I'm gonna, is there's enough light for us to see?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, I'll lead the way down.
Awesome. You have no troubles, but when you get down there, there are some like servants milling about. They look like they are just locking up a space to the right of, directly to the left of your door. And if you guys fully leave that area, you guys have the potential of running into them.
We should wait. We should wait a bit.
Can we see into the area just past, like they're locking up on the side. Can we see into the area just past the doors that are there? Can we see that area?
You see that there is a door to another room just beyond them in the far left area. But they're pretty much right in front of you and they go in that direction.
Oh, okay.
One of them stays at the entrance to that area and says, "Hurry up, Stanley, we gotta get back upstairs. Otherwise, McFarnstock's gonna be worried that we didn't get everything in the vault."
"Well, you know, it won't all fit."
"Yeah, but there's so much crap, he'll be fine. Let's go." And then they start heading right towards you.
I think one of them might have a key we might need.
All right, so how do you want to handle it? Are we gonna punch them or are we going to smooth talk them?
As you're debating that, they open the door and see you.
Oh, well, hello there. We were just waiting for you.
Who are you?
We are heads of security that Mr. McFarnstock hired to make sure that you fools are taking care of everything down here.
They look at you up and down, and he asks, and Mark stress, "Why do you look like that?" And he gestures to the costumes that you guys are wearing.
Well, because he wanted to have some undercover security to make sure that everything was going accordingly. Because if you have people dressed up in normal garb, they know your security and they won't make wrong moves around you.
You know, this guy makes a lot of sense. Okay. Are you guys here to guard it or something?
That is indeed what we are here for.
Great. Well, it's time for me to clock out anyways. I couldn't give a shit. Bye.
Well, I was talking to them. Did one of you maybe want to try and
pilfer? I was about to say, I was going to try swiping, seeing if they had the keys, so swipe any keys that they have on them.
But you do fumble it.
I'll try to help.
Great, you snatch it out of the air before it can hit the ground, and they do not notice at all that he was picking their pocket. And they go merrily on their way up the stairs. Okay, what do you guys do?
I guess we're going to have to go find that vault, so assertion?
Yeah, let's open the door. Let's hopefully open the door they just locked up.
Great. You look at the key that you stole off them, and it looks exactly like the key you took out of the podium.
Son of a...
Oh, great.
Well.
So you open the vault door, yeah?
Yes.
Great. You go inside that big empty room, and it's filled to the brim, like you heard them saying. You can barely get into the entrance of it, and there are gold and trinkets and valuables strewn all over the place in heaps and piles.
Well, we have a job.
Does the door stay open, or is it one of those doors that starts to close?
It stays open.
Okay.
Even if it didn't, we'd be fine.
So, I say portal and pour?
Yes.
Yes, let's just
rinse,
start.
Rinse and repeat.
Yep.
So you guys go inside?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, is there a way to like detect if there's any traps or magic in the area? Do we need to be looking for that stuff?
So the other two do manage to find a trap, and it is a string across the, just like 3 feet beyond the door. And yeah, it just looks like a string that pulls some sort of lever.
That they set this poorly designed trap up. Well, let's watch this. Watch your step, guys, right here.
All right.
Okay, then.
I think we're going to go in and start unloading, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You go to make a portal, and it doesn't work.
Portal's not working. Mm.
There might be an anti-magic item around.
What about that big circle thing in the center? Did we ever seen that, or no?
No, you're in the blank room right next to it.
Oh, okay. So, should we look around a little bit more and see if we can't find what's going on?
Yeah, let's see what might be causing this arcane disturbance.
And remember, watch your step in here.
Yeah.
As you turn towards the door, it's closing very rapidly.
I'm going to chuck my hammer at it to see if I can't stop it.
I'm running through the door.
I make a magic mirror. On the outside. Oh, I can't. Shit.
That's why I ran for the door.
Yeah, you wedge it before it closes, and that allows Rook to jump through. And Rook sees McFakestock on the other side pushing the door closed.
Uh-oh.
And I just wallop him, riff fist him right in the face.
So you whip it right past his head as he dodges, and he is going to do... He's going to bring a knuckle duster to your gut. How do you dodge?
Oh. Okay. As he goes to do it, I think again, I just open a rift in front of my. Oh, I guess. Well, because fight, I would just block it. I was just thinking like it'd be cool if the rift just appeared and his hand went through it. But I just bring down my hand and knock his fist away.
Okay, great.
Like I learned some martial arts skill somewhere.
Awesome. While that's happening, what are you two doing inside?
I am making a bolt for the door, seeing my hammer is kind of holding it open.
Yeah, Asmodeus will follow because he goes to try and make a mirror and goes, oh shit.
Do you take the hammer out as you're on the way out?
No. Well, no, yes, I do.
Awesome. Can I get Asmodeus to see if he can get out before the arm of McFakestock still manages to push it closed now that there's nothing to wedge it open?
Yeah, he like... jumps and slides and goes, geez, cutting it a little close, aren't you there?
Ooh, you're the guy who's supposed to be dead.
You! I was behind you!
Oh, I've seen you slip out of smaller things.
Yes, but still. Dusts himself off and stands up. What's going on here? He doesn't even really do anything. He just looks at the situation.
Taking this moment while they're doing this, what are you going to do, Rook, now that it's your turn to
punch? I'm going to punch him. I'm going to attempt to punch him with the rift fist.
Okay. Well, you hit him right in the jaw, and it sends him stumbling back. But you also feel this little bit of resistance, because it's like something else is involved here. You're not sure what, but it does damage him, and he falls back and stumbles onto his butt.
I think when he hits people with the rift fist, when he hits them, it sends their mind through different dimensions, like foom 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 foom, and it brings them right back like to this reality and like just makes them sick as well. Like, you know, every time he hits, it's like they experience multiple realities for a split moment due to the rift.
All right. This effect is not quite as strong as it usually is.
Yeah.
With him for some reason.
And I was just saying mostly for visual purposes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I feel like there's some Doctor Who, or not Doctor Who, Doctor Strange stuff that can be referenced for that. Like when all of the realities kind of pan out and then like slam back into him.
Yeah, kind of like that. That's a good way of putting it. I like that.
And so he is dusting himself off to, and he lifts his hand towards you a little haphazardly to retaliate, and it just clips you, Rook, but doesn't do anything. But out of his fist comes this ghostly canine with sharp fangs and ectoplasmic blood dripping from it, and it looks haggard and some sort of hell beast. And as it pops out of the man's fist, it barrels down onto the other two and topples them over with its claws sunken into their chests in a ghostly visage, and it is over top of them.
This is not my kind of fun play.
No, not at all.
What is Sparks going to react with?
Well, Sparks is not too thrilled about this, so Sparks is going to charge the guy who just sent the dog at him, and he's going to...
We're under the dog.
Oh, I'm under the dog?
Yeah, you're both pinned by it.
All right.
Like, it's a very large thing, kind of...
Like a dire?
Yeah, almost like if Fenrir was half the size he normally is and is just pinned on top of you.
All right. Sparks is going to reach out, grab the dog by the snout, and just cast as much burning light into the dog's face as he can.
What kind of light would you describe it as? Just regular light or?
I would describe it as like this ultra hot white light.
Okay.
Like like a white phosphorus level white.
Okay.
Would I be able to add into that if you wanted to empower it by creating a way of a bunch of mirrors that powers it up each blast of light that goes through?
Okay. So you cast, both cast simultaneously as if you can read each other's minds, because after working this long together, you've probably used this spell on a couple idiots before or a couple monsters that you've come across, and almost in an internal disco ball like you did, but with like 10 times the power, you kind of shape these mirrors around the wolf's head and blast it with as much phosphorus light as you can. And it yelps in pain and dissembles into a mist and moves away from you as a misty form. Rook, what are you doing?
I think I am going to create a dimensional, like, I want to create like a dimensional portal that's like around him and like try to cut him in half.
Okay, so you do manage to clip his arm, but just enough to give him a gash, and he loses a couple fingers on his left hand. And he cries out, and you see the image of him ripple through this contact. It almost like the visage is flickering in and out, and it falters enough that you recognize that the person pretending to be this person is actually Porkthalamus Taggart himself.
Ew.
The rift does not cleave him in half, though.
All right, well, what was the name again?
Porkthalamus Taggart.
Taggart.
The cop, the head of the cops that has been chasing you for years.
Taggart. Nice to show your face.
How did you manage to get away from the party? They were holding you there for so long.
Well, you seemed to be gone for quite some time.
This is true. Yes. And when we're not at the party, it kind of tends to die down.
Especially when this one's involved. I mean, he can kill anything. Any captain party, he walks in the door and it just dies.
Why do you think we're... And his voice is all gravelly and weird because it's kind of phasing between the two voices. And eventually it settles back into its regular voice and the visage fades away. And he goes, well, no wonder why we're all... You were wondering why we were all facing you guys and trying to get you guys in prison? For exactly this, y'all are murderers and y'all are killers. And y'all are going to be the death of everybody if I don't stop you.
Whoa. Then who killed the man upstairs? That wasn't us. It was you. So you're the killer.
I found out that man was helping you and setting y'all up, and he was actually one of you. So technically, I'm just ridding the world, just another one of you.
Oh, so no due process, just killing them, huh?
Hey, did you not see Mr. McPiggy Sticky up there? He's alive.
Wait, what?
And he's thinner than he once was. We did him a favor.
He sure is. We even gave him toilet paper when he needed.
What did Picket Stiffles get up to this time?
Oh, shitting his brains out, I believe.
You and your fucking glitter.
Yes. Well, it's not only that. He's also highly allergic to the pork rinds, and he ate those himself.
So, we'll take about like 2% of that. The rest is all on him.
Yeah. There's a reason we don't tell him anything. Fuck. Shit.
As they're talking, I'm going to try to sucker punch him.
Oh, you stole my line.
Well, if you want to do it, go ahead. I don't.
No. You're closer.
Do you guys want to both do it at the same time?
Oh my god! Yeah.
Yes.
You go high. I go low.
I was going to say Asmodeus was going to wrap him with his crystal chain in like a bondage form, and then you guys could hit him.
Works for me.
So what happens is, as he's saying this, you all have this look in each other's eyes, and the same that any party does when a big bad evil guy is making a speech of some sort, where you just get over it and you're like, fuck this, it's done. And almost like a beautiful choreographed dance, outstretches Asmodeus's arm as he whips the chain towards him and wraps him up. And before he can even think, Rook goes high again, straight for the face, trying to blast his brain into different dimensions. Well, Sparks, where do you go?
I'm aiming for the face as well, but more of like a downward swing, because I've got a nice big old riff hammer.
Awesome. So as his uppercut blasts the head upwards and back, so too does the hammer come down to meet him after the first swing and smashes right onto the top of his skull, and he crumples down again. He should be more damaged than this, and you're not sure why, but he is looking really bad. And in a last-ditch effort, he is going to whistle, and the wolf is going to come charging back in spectral form to try and rip away Sparks from the situation. It manages to grab your arm, but it can't pull you away, and you do take a little bit of damage, but you manage to stay firm in the area, and it's not the arm holding the hammer. And you feel like this cold, kind of necrotic feeling wrap into your veins a little bit, but you manage to stay on your feet, and you don't get affected by the necrotic damage. It just feels really cold. What are you going to do next, Asmodeus?
He keeps the one chain tied up around the captain guy there. And he is going to create a secondary chain in his other hand, and he's going to say, "You've been a very bad dog," and he's going to wrap it up in kind of, the chain's going to just wrap around it, almost like Shibari, and bondage, and tie it up.
Nice.
Yeah, you've done Shibari before several times, and with chains, it's just sexier. There's no downside to it for you because you're just so adept, and you manage to wrap the chains around him in such a way that you'd almost be willing to fork your mortal enemy. It looks so sexy.
These are sparkly, shiny chains, and damn, I gotta say, you look good in it.
He blushes in a little bit of frustration and embarrassment. Rook, what are you doing?
What do you guys want me to do?
Well, I've got both of them tied up for you. You can do whatever you want to them.
Oh, it's just him. Like, it's only him there.
Oh, what about the dog?
The dog's made of ghost.
Oh, okay. So I guess I wrapped the captain up fully like that then.
Yeah.
I'm going to open a portal underneath him and like drop him. I'm trying to get rid of this guy if I can. I'm going to get rid of him.
Great. How? Where do you send him?
I want to send him to the bathroom upstairs.
Oh no!
Right in the bowl.
Yeah, like right in the bowl.
Okay, so before we move on, you still have a ghost dog on your arm.
I'm actually. Is this dog like a summon? Like I cannot get it to switch sides.
Yeah, it's something he summoned. You were able to damage it enough that it went away before.
Well, I'm going to just, since it's got my arm, I'm going to just make my arm glow super hot white and just try to get it to at least release my arm.
Although it goes away, the teeth still rip into your arm and pull more flesh away. It lets go, it turns back into a vapor, and it follows its master into the portal, which, well, looking into it as he falls into the space, you can see that Piglet had tried to get the diarrhea to leave, and it just stayed in the bowl. Every time he flushed, it just stayed. It just wouldn't go away. And you guys are blasted with the smell one more time before it closes, and he kind of flops, because with all of that shit and none of it getting better, it's overflowed onto the floor. And
he's tied up too.
Yeah, he falls with a big splash into a mixture of Piglet and Rook's horrible diarrhea shits, and I assume you close the portal soon thereafter?
And as soon as you do that, I just say to him through the portal, the shit bandit strikes again. Portal close.
And as he's say as you're saying that, he's just screaming, Rock! and it closes over him as he's screaming that. What do you guys want to do?
Now we do a quick loot and run.
I think we should, yes.
How about this? Wait. Here's how we do it. I open the portal outside here. We got the door open. You guys just start tossing it through the portal.
Yes, that works. All right. Spectacularly.
Great. Right. You guys start doing that. It takes you probably about an hour to empty the vault.
But
there's so much crap.
This time too, though. He puts a wedge of something that doesn't look as expensive near the door.
Fair. And you guys get towards the end of this. Did you want to explore the rest of the basement at all?
Do we have to? We got all the treasure.
We got the treasure. And there could be something else down there, or we could...
Get the fuck out.
Get out.
You know what? Yeah. Wait. They had so many sex toys in that room. Maybe they have a sex dungeon. Let's check out the other side.
All right.
Just real quick.
Where do you guys go?
Head over to the right side, like the east.
You pass a circular area that overlooks like this kind of pit that has a throne-like chair at the very back. On a higher pedestal, and it circles what looks like a table with cuffs on it.
Kinky.
Yeah, it looks like some sort of, like, amphitheater display area.
Well.
Wait a minute. Do you think the king comes here and does kink play?
Good. I mean, if you want to be a king and you don't want to have the world know what kind of fun you're into, I mean, this would be the ideal place with the sourpuss that. You know, runs this.
You know what we ought to do? I have the perfect idea. If we can get a couple of your mirrors in here,
yes,
we can watch. And then if the king ever shows up here,
we can also
broadcast it.
Yes, I'll hide some mirrors in good angles.
Ooh, blackmail. This sounds like just what we need.
I figure we just embarrass him in front of the people.
Or that.
Well, yes, that too, but both.
You find that it would not be hard to hide mirrors, since mirrors kind of cover the walls and the ceiling.
Excellent.
It's pretty obvious that there's a mirror on the wall that is not the normal mirror. It looks pretty odd. Anybody who's been in that room would be like, that doesn't look normal.
Can I try doing a banditry thing of setting one up in another area?
Yeah, if you like.
Yeah, just like a more hidden spot.
Yeah, you get that right in front of where the king's throne is, and just like that, you would be able to see directly right in front of him. And it looks like a seamless piece of the rest of the mirrored furniture.
Excellent. This one's much better.
Yes, the other one looks terrible.
You've got your decoy in the real one.
Yeah. They'll think this one is just the only one, and they'll break it, and then they'll stop looking.
Great. So you found the king's sex amphitheater. Where else do you go?
Did we want to see more, or did we want to head out of here?
I think this is enough.
Well, I think we got a whole nother half, but I think
I want to think of a Robin Hood quote here.
What we would ask your majesty is liberty. Liberty by law.
I think we should leave.
Leave?
Yeah. Don't be greedy like the king. Let's get out of here.
All right. Yeah.
So where do you plan on leaving to?
Can't we just portal home?
Wait. Yeah. Did we see the staircase on the far left? Maybe that leads out of that secret entrance.
It might. It was broken, but we can go check it out.
Well, it was broken from the outside. It wouldn't work. But from the inside, maybe we can open the door and leave.
Fair.
Maybe a misplaced toy is jamming the gears.
Because in the map, in the map, it extends out further to where that secret entrance was. So why not? Let's try it.
Sounds reasonable.
Okay. You guys get to the secret entrance, and it's this curling staircase that goes upwards. But first you go through a room that looks like a bunch of cells that are filled with even more treasure within them.
Oh my gosh.
Is this like the king's hoard?
I wonder.
You could investigate if you want to.
Let's look into it.
Yeah, let's do it.
So a lot of the stuff towards the entrance still looks like stuff that belongs to Bildorf, but towards the back looks like stuff that you guys recognize from other heists. You recognize some of it from catalogs, the bandit catalogs that come through. And some of it looks like obscure artifacts that you've never even really heard of before. But it is quite a huge collection to the point that it went from looking like a like he was organizing it to just like, I'm going to throw it wherever because I have nowhere to put it now.
Is it just me or does it seem like something's going on? Like he's got a mole in the king, in the castle.
Perhaps. It could be. I think maybe that might be what Obo Diddles McShittles was doing.
Being a mole?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do we want to take back our stuff? Or do you think we've got, if we're good? Now, I know what I want to do is I want to take my stuff back.
Yeah, same. Let's grab our stuff.
Yes.
What stuff?
Everything.
It's our stuff.
Okay. So the stuff that was from Hexkeep and...
Yeah.
The previous place and stuff.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you guys go through it. All the stuff that you recognize, you take. Do you take anything else?
Any of those rare artifacts, I think that Sparks will grab too.
The ones that were in the magazine?
Yeah.
Well, there was the stuff in the magazine and then stuff we've never even heard of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. You guys managed to get all of that back into your overflowing bedrooms, I'm guessing. And probably the Hexkeep vault as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see, when you're piling it into the Hexkeep vault, you see a portal open and you see one of the guys from the other heist just looking at you and going,
hey.
How's your heist going?
Good, yours?
Good. We're still good for crabs later, yeah?
Yeah.
See ya.
See ya. I like that.
Well, Rocket, so are you good for crabs later?
Yes. Hey. What happens stays between us, guys.
You could even use one of these, and I give him a bag of the pork rinds that have glitter in them.
Oof. All right, so what do you guys do next?
I think we should call it a day and head out.
Yeah, let's try and go out of this secret entrance here.
Okay. You guys go up the stairs, and you get to the other side of it, and there is a... you can see where the stone of the dick statue with the lever is like would move away to open. And to the side, it looks like there's a keyhole that looks very familiar to the last key in your pocket.
All right, I shall use that then.
It unlocks and you hear this click. You can now push aside the statue if you'd like to.
All right, let's do it.
Right. As you guys exit, you guys get a couple feet away from the gazebo, and suddenly bright blinding lights are tracking you entirely, and you realize you are completely surrounded by people, and they all look like cops and people from the Castle Errant, and Hora Lotness steps forward and says, Well, look who we have here. Just like we planned. Three rats in a very lovely trap. It's time to go home, boys. And you see Grimble Bald, Stab and Stuff, your mentor and leader of the bandits, shamefully walking up behind her and saying, yeah, boys, it's all over now.
Barks is going to look at Rook, and I rolled a 15.
A 15?
15.
For what?
For whatever his quote, since we have all suffered through this movie, he's going to quote the movie.
Okay. This one's a doozy. How do you know that the knights you see walking about are actually knights at all? There is no difference between a knight and any other man aside from what he wears. All we need is about us. Armor, helmets, swords, and we make England wealthy men with horses and gold. Yeah, it is amazing because it sweeps over the crowd and you see Grimble Bald get some tears to his eyes even as the shame is plastered across his face. And some of the cops look around at each other and go, holy shit, where did that piece of wisdom come from?
I look at you and I go, Robin Hood would be proud. And I said, Asmodeus, blind them.
And Asmodeus does a giant, like, crystal, brings out all the 10,000 mirrors and just glitter bang so that no one can see anything.
And we close our eyes.
This is so incredible. You managed to create mirrors that distract everybody in the, around you entirely in this area, giving you enough cover to make another decision as glitter rains from the heavens, and it's so distracting. Portal. Rook, what are you doing?
Portal. Portal.
Where are you portaling to?
To our hex, to our castle.
Awesome.
To my room. I'll take us to my room so we can drink if we escape.
To your room?
Okay.
You know, going back to the castle might not be great.
I mean, I think we'll be fine. I mean, that's where all our treasure is anyways. If we want to go, we gotta go get our treasure.
Okay, you portal back, and you land back in your room. And as you land there, amongst all of the stuff that you stole, a blaring, the intercom system is blaring right now saying,
"You're being infiltrated. We're being infiltrated. We're being infiltrated."
Well, this isn't good.
So our tower is being robbed or attacked?
Yeah.
We got to get the others together.
Yeah.
If there's others here.
You don't know.
Well, our leader, Grimblebald, was with the cops.
Yeah. So let's get rid of these people and we'll establish a new order.
Sounds like a plan.
It does. So, does this place have any good defenses on the inside?
Does it? You guys helped create it.
I would imagine so. Like, there'd be trapdoors and all sorts of crap. As
my mirrors are everywhere.
This does not surprise me.
First of all, I think there'd be all kinds of arcane wards, but then, like, for our stuff, like, the mirrors would cause, you know, problems. I think some doors open up, and it looks like a hallway. You step through it, and it portals you right back to where you're at. Like, you're stepping out the same door. Like, there are, like, trick doors, things like that. So that way we can just keep people, like, lost in this place.
Okay. What are you intending to do to, like, at this moment? Look for friends within the Hexkeep, or?
Yeah, you have your mirrors all over the place. See if we can find where our people are.
Yes, I will start looking through my many mirrors that I have in our keep and trying to find those who are generally friendly with us who can help us.
Jen, the concentration gives you an absolute headache. It's been a long night. You've been doing a lot of magic. You've been producing glitter like no one's business.
Yeah.
It
really is no one's business.
And the fumes of all of the shit have caught up with you. Your olfactory senses have, like, given you a...
Oh, sorry. I didn't flush before we left.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so tired.
So, with all those defenses, you probably have some time.
All right, Sparks.
All right, so we don't know if we have any allies here. We're being invaded. What about just seeing if the summons work? Maybe we got some spirit guardians like that wolf thing that clanked down on my arm. I mean, there's a bunch of wizards here. We're bound to have defenses like that.
Yeah. Yes, we should have something. Actually, let's try and make our way to Bodiddled McShittle's area. He had a lot of things that could help out.
You guys do know the way. I assume you're going there.
Yeah.
Yeah. As we're moving, we might be lucky. It may be a small force since they had everybody outside of the keep. They may just assume they didn't need a large force to take this place.
Yeah.
So you guys know the way, and you get to his place really quickly. The door is left ajar.
I am going to kind of peek in through the crack of the door just to see what's going on the inside.
Inside, you see Bob, nice dude, putting stuff in a bag and trying to get as much stuff as he can in a bag.
Not so nice.
Is Bob normally a friend of ours? I can't remember.
Yeah, he's one of you guys. He was supposed to be your second person on the ground.
Oh, okay.
What's he doing here?
I'm going to kick the door open and be like, well, it seems as if the rat has come out to play.
Rat?
What are you doing, Bob?
Well, I tried to help out when we were there, but then the cops started showing up. You guys were already kind of fucked. I couldn't get to you. So they'd already taken Vimona. I found out that last second that Grimblebald had turned on us, and I came back here to try and get everything that I could before and try to get a way out of here.
I don't know if we believe it.
Do you have a way out of here?
Asmodeus gets like right up in his face.
he pays you no notice and kind of looks past, over, like he leans over to look over your shoulder at Rook and says, "Do you remember that emergency portal that we put together a few months ago?"
Yeah. That's how you're going to get out of here?
Well, that was my plan. Do you have another portal? Because I don't want to get caught.
Do you know anyone else who is still on our side?
Well, as far as I know, most everybody else has been caught because the other heist was also a decoy.
Of course.
You know how many have interrupted our sleeping abodes?
I don't think anybody's been able to get past the trap so far. I think we have a little bit of time left, but I want to get out of here.
Well, we could take it back and get rid of them. Get the defenses back up.
I don't know if that'd be that great of an idea. Grimblebald knows all of our things.
I think it's best to leave and try to come back later and fight for what's ours.
If we leave, they get everything.
What if we just blow this whole damn building up?
Do you have bombs, Fox?
And all the treasure spreads out over the land. I like that idea. Robin Hood would approve.
Okay, so are you planning to blow up the building?
I mean, if they want to take the treasure and they want to think that they can just take us lying down, I say we give them one hell of a show. We could always steal what we need and get back up in the air.
Yeah.
Well, I could try a new magic thing that I've been working on. With my mirrors, I could have glitter explode out of them, but it could also cause explosions.
I specialized in ember magic. I could be the catalyst.
So I could focus on my mirrors. We could have them come through. They're all over this place.
And I can just hit, if I can get my hands on, well, I'll put my hands on the wall and I'll just start pumping out as much mana as I can and make it just so blinding that if anyone is in here, they ain't gonna be able to see what's coming.
And then we'll just use the emergency portal.
Aye.
All right, so let's, and then we should grab some loot because we're gonna need stuff to restart.
Yes.
So you guys wanna split up and handle different things?
Sounds good to me.
All right.
I'll meet you guys at the boiler room where we're gonna set this thing off.
Sounds good.
No. We'll go in pairs.
All right.
One of us goes with him and then two of us stick together. So whoever's going to help set up the blowing up the boiler room. That's because I don't fully trust him. You guys...
I'm connected to all my mirrors already, so...
And all I need to do is just get my hands on something so we could technically just head on down to the boiler room.
Well, I'll go grab treasure then and put him in a portal. I have a hideaway that I've been, you know, keeping things on the side in.
Okay, so you guys scramble through the castle, hearing as people are lost. You can hear their voices through the hallway. You can hear more and more voices start to pile into the place, but you manage to get to the boiler room. Shortly thereafter, Rook comes flying in with his loot. And how do you guys plan on blowing this place up?
So I know that what I want to do is place my hands on the metal piping and just start to make every toilet, every gas light, anything that is connected to this boiler or anything that's connected to the metal, just start turning super bright to make it to where it's hard to see, where everything's kind of like ultra blown out TV, so that the glitter has a higher chance of making even more damage.
Okay. I think Bob Nice Dude is putting together a starter device that will set it all off.
Get it, Bob.
And all I have to do is focus on my mirrors and they'll burst into glitter and blow up.
All right. And then we'll go through a portal?
Yes, preferably.
Or a window for the explosion.
So as you step through the portal and get ready to explode it, where do you set the portal? Where do you guys land after the portal?
I think there would have, like I said, there was like a little ramshack place that I found hidden in a city that nobody knows. It's like in a bad part of the town. And I think I just set up in there because nobody would expect us to be there.
Yeah.
And it's like crap on the inside, but there are some nice little hidey holes.
Mm-hmm. Is this the same town that the mansion was in?
No, I would say it's another town a little bit further away.
Okay. So you guys see through the mirrors all of the people going through that building and you see everything build up. And as the spark ignites and all of the glitter and heat and light and the gas in the building start to go up in flames, it happens as a chain reaction, starting in the boiler room and moving through the kitchens. And it hits way faster than most places because of all the portal magic. And you see that things start crumbling in on everybody that was in the building. And in the distance from where you are, you can almost hear the explosion from miles away because the castle itself was hovering over the mansion. And almost like a glorious distant firework, it flies into the distance, all of these different burning pieces, and they sprinkle across the county. The chunk of earth that was holding up your castle crumbles and falls down, down, and explodes into the ground beneath it, and is this huge, glorious fireball.
And then I say, 54.
You say into the darkness, as you're watching this fire explode into the sky and the surviving items raining down upon the people, and as you look into the yawning future of having to rebuild and maybe one day seek revenge, you say, "Morning, Walter."
Morning, Walter.
I think Sparks would just like see this explosion, have this tear in his eye of just sadness, hear that, and just start breaking down laughing, like uncontrollable, unable to fathom laughter.
Yeah, I think we all do. Even I know that made no sense.
Yeah, Asmodeus just looks over and goes,
can we? I think we should call ourselves that now. Good morning, Walter.
Yeah, you know what, my friend. After this night, that is fine by me.
Oh, blast. I forgot. I should have grabbed some more of my good clothes. Oh.
I grab some. I hand you a set of your clothes.
Oh, I love you. And he gives you a big kiss.
I think we all hug each other as we see the fire behind us.
Bob Nice Dude is just like kind of wedged into the hug, like, I'm a part of this.
For now.
And with that, thank you for playing Battle Bandits with me.
This was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
It was a blast. Just like the castle, it was a blast.
I did leave it open in case you ever wanted to do a part two to this.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah.
But
gotta get a whole new keep.
Oh yeah, you guys gotta get a whole new keep. You guys gotta maybe get revenge on Grimblebald.
Also, sure. My mirror is my decoy mirror and my really well hidden mirror there in the king's thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
our troop has to also show everybody Robin Hood.
Yes. We have to spread the good word of Robin Hood. I'm sorry, have you heard of our Lord and Savior? Robin Hood.
Lord Robin.
And his troop, Good Morning Walter.
Yeah, Good Morning Walter. So funny. So thank you, audience, for listening to this fabulous one shot with our friends over here. May you all reiterate to everybody before you leave how to find you, where you're from, and all the stuff.
My name is Morgan. I'm with Mind Flayed Mondays. We are a group of professional dungeon masters. You can find us on mindflaymondays.com to hire us. Beyond that, I have a podcast that I've worked on myself. You can check that out. Also, Mind Flayed Mondays podcast. Surprise, surprise. You can find me over on Zealzaddy's channel. I also play games with them on Twitch stream. It's usually, well, our previous seasons were on Tuesdays. Now we're on every other Wednesday as we're doing a Kids on Bikes game, and it is a lot of fun. So come check that out. Other than that, yeah, all my socials are at MindFlayedMun on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it now. And everything else, it's at MindFlayedMondays.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here, Morgan.
Thank you for having me. I had so much fun.
Yay. I'm glad. I did too.
I don't have podcast stuff, but I am a streamer on Twitch, lazy_ninja_dude. I do have a YouTube channel as well, but I'm still working on it. but other than that, I mainly do my streams, and I thank all you guys for listening, and I thank Keisha for hosting this and also introducing me to Dan and Morgan. It's been awesome playing with you guys. I look forward to doing a part two down the road and maybe other games with you guys, because this was a lot of fun.
It was. Yeah. It was a blast.
Yay, fun. So happy. I was so nervous about this.
Well, it was fun.
Yeah, it is. So I am Dan, the GM. I am from What the Dice Pod. You can find us on all social media at What the Dice Pod. We also have a YouTube, a Twitch, all that and more. You can find at whatthedice.weebly.com, which is our website. All my socials also have all those links. I do mostly homebrew podcasting, currently doing our first season of a homebrew of Pathfinder, but we will be moving on into Shadowrun for season two. Awesome. And this was an absolute blast, and I feel very honored to join everyone, because I absolutely love doing these collabs. I actually learn a lot as a GM being a player.
Yeah. I agree with you on that one.
Oh man, I learned a lot being a player for Dice Decided, and I'm like, yeah, I feel a little bit more confident than I did when I was throwing the dice.
I have yet to GM anything, but it makes me want to by playing other games.
You should. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And as for me, everybody, I, as you know, I'm from Dice Decideth and Throne of Dice and Confessions of a Game Master, all on the Real Scrolls stuff. Throne of Dice is coming back soon. We'll be doing re-releases here shortly of the old episodes as we revamp them. And sometime in the spring, we should start releasing new episodes as we catch up. So very excited about that. Yeah.
Nice.
So thank you all for joining me, and we'll see everybody hopefully again in a part two. But as for the audience, we'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.
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 And you're supposed to say goodbye.
I did.
I said bye. I was masked by the other two.
Excuse this. I thought this was this is very familiar. This feels like a confession problem.
you gotta leave that in now, though.
Yeah, I do. It's the law of the land now.
1, this is Keisha from the future to inform you of a few changes that happened since August when we recorded this. As of recording this little thing at the end,
it is now April.
It took a really long time to get to this point. Mostly because for the last couple months I've been having health issues and moving and condemned houses and stuff. So it's just been a little bit of a clusterfuck in my own personal life, and I'm the only editor for all three of the Throne of Dice, Dice Decideth, and Confessions of a Game Master podcasts for now. I just wanted to give you a little disclaimer correcting Ken, because back then he was not in a podcast, but now he is part of the Dice Decideth team. He will be joining us for Slaytherian U, a campaign that I am also dungeon mastering, and that is going to be starting here in the next month or so. I'm in the process of editing The Quiet Year, which is a mini campaign that I did with the players on that team so that we could create the world and the sandbox that we're playing in. Now, Slaytherian U is going to be DM'd a little differently than most campaigns that people do, in that it doesn't have a set storyline. I am building it off of the little things that we created in The Quiet Year, a bunch of rolling tables, and following the lead of the players and seeing where they want to go. Now, I've built a few structures into the campaign, like something called an obligatory liability fairy and plot hooks that they rolled for at way before the campaign even started that will have implications for their characters. On top of that, we're doing something a little funky. Instead of being one singular class, we're gonna homebrew them rolling for their class every time that they level up. I also have systems in place for understanding how the leveling system is gonna happen. It's a little different than milestone or experience. It's a bit of a mixture of both, and I'm very excited about it. This campaign is a labor of love, and so far Ken, James, and Caleb, who are on that team, are really excited about it. If you remember Dice Decideth from before the shuffle, Caleb was the dungeon master for the Eowyn's Legends campaign that is currently on hiatus while we figure out how to edit that one properly, as we came across some editing shenanigans last year that made us have to take it off of the air and wait till we were done the Slytherian U campaign so that we could figure out kind of where to put it, because there were multiple storylines, and by the time we realized that it would be better edited as an audio drama, we had already gotten a little too far into the campaign, and it was a little too difficult to back it up and start over. So instead, we're going to switch out the Eowyn's Legends episodes for the Slytherian U episodes as they come out, and we're very excited about this. Jackie, in the meantime, who was on the Eowyn's Legends campaign, will be joining me on Catalosa as we finish that campaign after this. The next 5 episodes of Throne of Dice will be episodes that we recorded 3 years ago. There's a cutoff where we are cutting off a bunch of excess stuff that happened that we didn't like, that was part of why we stopped way back when, in that some personal drama happened, we added a player, realized they didn't really fit, and that we had to start over from a different point in the campaign. So right now, I'm working on editing those 5 episodes, getting caught back up on Confessions of a Game Master, getting caught up on Dice Decideth, and after that, I'll go back to editing the revamp of episodes 3 through 13. For now, that's on pause, but I just wanted to keep you guys a little updated on the shenanigans that are happening right now as of this recording of this outro. If you are interested in not having these kinds of interruptions when my life blows up, or if you would like to be involved in helping us come up with names for the NPCs, weapons, plot hooks, different things that you can add to the campaigns for both Throne of Dice's Curse of Catalosa and Dice Decideth Slayer Theory and You, you can join us over on our Patreon for the price of a couple coffees per month, which helps us create more amazing content for you. This would allow us to hire editors whenever there is a blip in time. It would allow us to create more dedicated content for you guys, and it helps us all out. You can find that through the link in the show notes or through a link in one of our social bios. It has tiers for both Dice Decideth and Throne of Dice, with the highest tier allowing you to access content across both podcasts. And the higher levels for both streams do also add some of the crossover bleed, but maybe not some of the higher up stuff. We're planning to start doing some video content here soon as we figure out our settings and how we can screen record our Lethal Company playthrough and other game playthroughs that are coming. Those will also be available to the higher level patrons. And yeah, like, there's just so much coming, and we're kind of taking it one day at a time because, again, a lot of the editing rests on my shoulders right now, and life has been a pain. So I'm planning to update the Patreon shortly about what exactly happened, but yeah, it has been wild. And when you're the editor, dungeon master, / creator for 3 different podcasts, it gets to be a lot and life gets in the way. I'm trying to find balance, I promise. With that being said, thank you so much for listening to Battle Bandits. I hope you guys come back and enjoy more. If there is a Battle Bandits part 2, it'll be on our Patreon for patrons only. And we have another patron-only campaign hosted by Caleb coming, one hosted by James that's showing up, and one that's hosted by Jackie on the horizon. So we hope to see you guys there. Have yourselves a wonderful couple of weeks, and we'll see you for the very first release of a Catalosa episode in about 2.5 years. So I'm very excited for you guys to listen to episode 14. Have yourselves a great night, or day, or morning, whatever. Bye.